For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. I finally got a chance to get my boys out to the shooting range over the weekend, and I wonder why it took us so long to get around to it. I guarantee we won't wait so long to get back out there again. My boys and I took the .22 out to the backyard shooting range on Sunday, but we'd planned to get out there long before we finally did. Part of what kept us from getting out there was the weather. I don't particularly like going outside when the wind's breaking the speed limit on I-80, and that's probably not the sort of experience that'll make the boys want to go shooting again anyway. When the wind quit, the cold came, with a vengeance. Again, I didn't want to spoil the boys' enjoyment of shooting. It's hard to have fun when you're trying to pick up tiny little .22 long rifle cartridges with mittens on, and it's even worse if you frostbite your fingers when you take your gloves off to handle the rounds. It's also hard to hit the target when you're shivering hard enough that the neighbor a mile away can hear your teeth chattering. But over the weekend, the weather was absolutely perfect. No wind at all, and temperatures in the low 50s. I didn't expect that in January, but I wasn't about to complain. Instead, we grabbed the rifle, a box of ammo, and a bucket full of cast-off pottery projects and headed to the range. I like using pottery rejects as targets because they explode when you hit them. The kids love that, and it keeps them interested. It's a lot more fun than just poking holes in a piece of paper. Other good options for shooting with kids are spinning targets, balls, and other 3D shapes that jump when you hit them. Think reactive when you choose targets for kids to shoot at. It was a great day at the range, and it was even better as we were packing up when Colby asked me if we could do it again next weekend. I just hope the weather cooperates. This has been The Great Outdoors. Visit us at cowboystatenews.com. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.